CliffCentral.com.
And this is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford, and this is Spotlight, as we do it every single Tuesday, as we make the magic happen, as we introduce you to some of the best of entertainment in South Africa. And I love this platform for a very simple reason, because it's so great that, if you think about it, that we can showcase the top artists, the top up-and-coming artists. We get to talk about restaurants, great places to go and see shows. We're going to have live on soon all the way from New York City. This is cool stuff, and I've got some great guests on the show. I'll tell you about it in a moment. I do want to kick off the show with just something.
Release me, my darling.
Yes, that's what you want, with all the spirits of the world that have to be released. And I want to open the show to dedicate this particular song, Please Release Me. It's actually by him, and his name is Lawrence James. Lawrence James, one of South Africa's top musicians, top country singers, top writers and artists, have been around forever. Passed away yesterday. And I think it's really, really, really sad, because in 1 year we've really lost some phenomenal talent in South Africa. Joseph Shabalala from Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We've lost people like Lawrence James, Johnny Clegg. The In Memoriam this year at the Naledi Awards is going to be, I guess, sadder and sadder, because it's just this, what a sad loss to the industry. And this year we've seen it. On the line, I've got one and only Des Limburg. Des, how are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Alan. How are you? I'm sad.
I know. I spoke to you earlier and you said, I am sad. It's been one of those years, eh, Des? I mean, you look at it, it's as I said, Joseph Chabalala, Johnny Clegg, and now Lawrence James, and there's been more.
Yes.
But
yes.
But a sad year.
Well, it's a sad year, but you know, there are a lot of very positive things to think about. One is that Lance, in his last 2 years, made a wonderful album of all kinds of genres, not country at all, hardly country music. Mm. A bit of jazz, a bit of this, a bit of that, duos with artists that he had performed with before, some he hadn't. And he was just one of those people that you felt was eternal. And I think maybe he is.
Des, you knew him very personally, did you not?
Yeah, you know, we worked with him a lot. And for the first time I met Lance, I was singing in the street outside the Tower of Light at the Rand Show all those years back in the middle 60s. Mm-hmm. That was at the behest of Gallows, because they knew that I was a folk singer and I was a very economical unit, because I could sit on a stool with a guitar and just sing into a microphone and people would gather around. Out of the crowd came this guy with a cowboy hat on. Now, I'd never heard of Lance James. And he came up to me and he said, hello, I'm Lance James. I sing country music. And that's the first time I heard the golden voice speak. And, you know, we just clicked. He somehow or other never thought of himself as a big deal. He was always humble. He was always ready to collaborate with artists in different bags of music, like Bobby Angel. I mean, Bobby Angel was a brilliant jazz singer, and is. And yet, you know, suddenly into the country scene comes Bobby Angel with Lance, and they made a great combination. Min Shaw, of course. But I guess all of us who were at the inauguration of the Legends Museum in Pretoria, mm-hmm, are feeling doubly sad, because one of the best busts made of anybody was one of Lance. Beautiful bust of Lance James. And he will be remembered.
He was known as Big Daddy.
Yes.
You and Dawn Lindbergh, obviously, you know, again, we look at the Naledi Awards, which you guys, you know, put together very, very often, yearly. And you look at these great artists that, that leave us. And you often think, what did they leave behind? And I want to know, what do you think he left behind?
Well, I, you know, the interesting thing is that Lance's appeal was basically in popular country music. And he toured extensively. For 7 years, he was on the road, going from town to town. So in that way, we feel very akin with him, because we were 3 years in a caravan before there was television in South Africa. And, you know, I think he'll be remembered by a huge public of people who loved the country music, who loved the sentimentality of some of the country music. And, of course, he brought a lot of integrity to that. If he sung a sad song, it was a sad song. I listened to something on this morning on the internet, a song he did with, I'm not sure who it was, Cyndi Lauper or somebody.
And that's crazy. I mean, some of the people he's performed with.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he was never a big deal. He was very musically tuned. He knew exactly what was right for a song and what wasn't right for a song. We toured actually with Steve Hoffmeyer on took a tour, and he was a co-artist on that. He and Billy Forrest.
Mm, sure.
And we had a lot of fun together. We really did.
Well, I mean, some of the greatest is over 70 recorded albums. 70. Okay.
I know, it's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Some of the songs include things like One Day at a Time and 50 Khwiya Yara and Nada Mechot. But I do think that these are the legends that create so many different platforms in our industry. And I just think it is worthy, and I think it's proud as all South Africans to acknowledge these incredible people.
Yeah, I do too. You know, Lance went through some very difficult years. His wife was very ill and confined to bed in a wheelchair and so on. And when she passed on, Lance was still Lance.
Mm.
He was standing by her all the way. And, you know, I just admired the man. We got a phone call to say Dougie Finch had died. I think it was about 18 months ago, the pianist and arranger. And Lance phoned Dawn and I and said, can I come with you to the memorial? And we went and sat together. And it was such a lovely, warm acknowledgement of one of the backroom boys of music, you know. That was who he was. He appreciated everybody. And, you know, we send our condolences to, obviously, to Dee and to Benji, who he was very close to related to by marriage. And it's wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you for your tribute, Des Lindberg. How is Plettenberg Bay?
Oh, Plettenberg Bay is amazing, absolutely amazing. It's a bit cloudy this morning, but that doesn't matter. You know, when you're on holiday, you don't want it to be cloudy. But when you live down here, you'll see a cloudy day and you say, Moras noch dag.
That's the way you do it. The one and only Des Lindberg, I thank you so much for joining us on the line to pay tribute to a great legend. Here's the interesting thing. He has been sick for some time. He's 81 years old. Was 81 years old when he passed, which was yesterday, and he released an album last year. Daniel Barron, special guest in studio. How many albums have you released?
I've only released three, and about to release my fourth one this year. But
how does someone release 70 albums? The man 70, seven o albums.
That's amazing.
It's crazy, yeah.
That's incredible. That's like more than an album a year. Huh? That's incredible.
I think it's insane. It's really crazy. But it shows you, and from religious music or gospel music right to country music, to a bit of pop, to jazz, as Des said, I think it's exceptional.
He's a legend, and it's obviously a sad loss, but you know, he leaves behind music, and that's the beautiful thing about
isn't
music.
That the case?
That is the case, and with artists and you know legendary musicians around the world, you know, they leave us, but they're still with us in a way, you know, and that's incredible.
Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, if you look at the things that people can actually leave behind, besides probably their children, depends if you want them or not on earth, that's a whole other thing, is your albums, your music, because that lives forever. Yeah. Your movies, true, live forever, and your books.
Yeah, and
or the
and
books,
I suppose.
Those are three things. Is there anything else that we?
Well, I suppose people that aren't in the business of art or that are not necessarily artists would leave behind a legacy in how they treat others, and I think showing love is the greatest thing we can leave behind.
That is true. So I haven't seen you for a while. How was Christmas? How was your first Christmas as a father?
It was beautiful. It was really beautiful. We, you know, that's the greatest gift.
Your baby didn't know it was Christmas. You do know that.
Yeah.
Have you worked that out?
No, we worked that out, but we got a nice little photo.
When's his first birthday?
His first birthday.
October.
No, it'll be November.
Okay.
Coming up, yeah.
Again, we have a huge birthday party for him.
Yes.
But he won't remember.
Yeah. We've got the christening coming up.
And
that's also another massive event.
Which is great.
Yeah. We're celebrating him, and we you know, obviously the whole family comes, and that's a special thing, you know. But as you say, he won't know. But he feels the love.
Well, that's the point. And there's great pictures when he's like 15. Like, have a look at the picture when you were like naked, back naked, and show all his friends.
That's it.
And then you go, "Oh, Dad, how can you do that, Dad? Well, don't hug and kiss me, Dad."
Well, I've been filming little videos of. He sits on my lap, and I sit him at the keyboard in my studio, and he's already going wild. He's hitting the keys, and he absolutely. And then I play a bit, then he gets frustrated because he can't do what I can do yet. But it's incredible how he already relates to and responds to music. You know,
we've never discussed this, and I don't ask a lot of artists this that are parents. Is it your wish in your heart? I mean, I know your wish in your heart is for him to be whatever he wants to be, spread his wings and fly. But do you wish that he could be a musician?
You know what?
Because it's a toughie, yeah? It's a tough question.
Yeah. I suppose, you know, I've spoken about this and thought about it, but I do not want to, you know, force him to do anything. I don't even, in my heart now, whatever he wants to be, he will grow up being surrounded by music, and there'll be music all the time. I mean, sometimes he sits in his little chair in the studio while I work, and he just sits in awe. But whatever he wants to be, I don't mind. If he wants to be a sportsman or an accountant
or a doctor,
whatever. It's not my decision.
Have you ever asked your parents what they wanted you to be? Because you only started quite late.
No, I was always musically inclined.
But you weren't always. I mean, what were you going to study?
I was going to study music. I think when I was a little younger, when I was still in early high school or when I was in grade 6, 7, I was very interested in architecture, and I still am. I think I've always wanted to be a musician. Yeah,
that's incredible stuff. Daniel Barron is in studio. He's got a brand new album, song.
Yeah. So the brand new song is the first single.
It's called Cannibal.
It's called Cannibal. It's quite an edgy-ish sort of title. What were you going to ask?
I've just become a dad. I feel emotional. I want to write a love song to my son.
Oh, I have
done. And you write a song called Cannibal.
No, you know what? Cannibal came about.
I'm teasing.
Good question. Cannibal, the song I actually wrote and produced about a year and a half ago. It's obviously got nothing to do with my current what's happening in my life now, but Cannibal is it's just a weird song, and I do have a little bit of a crazy side like everyone does, and in essence the lyrics are about you know, a bit of a, I suppose you could call it a bit of a heartbreak situation kind of thing. But it's more about the imagery and the music in itself. The art in itself is in the production, and it's very weird. It's just a weird song, and it's something completely different. So I had to release it. I couldn't just let it slip by. You know, as an artist, I've written hundreds and hundreds of songs, but I must release them. You know, I've got to share them with everyone. I have written countless songs about my little one, and
I'm joking. I just thought, what a year. A year of emotion before the christening, the baptism,
the release,
and the baby was born in November. I know, because we were doing a beautiful Christmas show together.
Yeah.
And I want to release the song called Cannibal. Yeah, I had to just do that.
No, it's weird.
I want to touch on something that you did recently. You performed just last week at the...
Yes, at the Top Model South Africa. It was a massive event took place...
At the Sun Arena.
Yeah, at the Sun Arena. And, there was about... It was a sold-out audience of, I think, almost 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah...
That's based on the TV show.
It's the same. It's the same brand. They had the guys out from the UK that had started the brand and everything. And Top
you
Model. Yeah, I performed a couple of songs, and it was quite amazing because they set it out where I performed as the models were walking and parading around. I kind of performed in between them, and it was really cool to perform to a massive crowd like that.
In 2000. I was 2001. I was at the privilege to go with Madiba to perform in a show called Frock and Roll.
Wow.
And it sounds something like that, because it was Naomi Campbell, Al McPherson, Kate Moss, and a whole bunch of other models. And then there was Bono on stage.
Wow, no way.
So let's see if we can revive that. Positive did something quite similar back with Sun City, with Sun International. When Seal came out, but there was Macy Gray, there was Wycliffe Jean, all two models modeling, and we had Joanne Strauss was in South Africa at the time, and so it sounds like it was really, really cool.
Yeah, beautiful.
In Barcelona, nice to rock, eh? Because you're rocking to art in some respect. You're rocking to movement, and you're rocking to, and they're the best of their professions. Think about it.
Because
they're making their not only the outfits are superb.
Yeah.
Because at this particular one, they had Alexander McQueen. They had these names. I mean, it's just kind of it's a blow away. And I don't do it to name. I'm just trying to say, when you see the collaboration of design, modeling, which is also an art, then music. And that all comes together. I think it must have been quite special.
It's absolutely incredible.
When
it's
does
an
it
explosion
appear?
Explosion of art. You know?
Yeah. When
I'm not sure when it appears. Sure. But I think the main thing it was a contest, obviously, as well. They had some really great judges there, that was really cool.
So I'm dying to hear this particular song. Are we going to play it? Are you going to sing it?
Yes, I'm going to play it. I didn't bring the keyboard today.
I know. But are you going to sing to it?
I'll just play the song.
Let's just play the song.
Perfect.
I want to hear it. So it's called Cannibal. And I'm going to still get you to sing live. Otherwise, you're not getting it.
I'll sing live.
Okay, let me just get this all connected. Whoa. And this is called Cannibal. Let me just
hit play there.
Okay. Whoa. Let me. Hit play. Ellen White.
There we go.
One.
Give her everything she wants. Give her the key up.
Two.
You gotta let her chew you up. Big mistake to you. She ate my heart, spat it out. She took my mind and cut it up.
Mistake.
It's called Cannibal. We're going to have some more of your music in a moment. That sounds great, eh?
Thank you. Thank you.
Really, really cool. In studio, very special guest, Daniel Barron. Of course, top performing artist, writer, and producer. In a moment, we're going to chat to Janique, who is an up-and-coming pop artist. And she's got two great new songs, one called Pyramid and the other called Forevermore. And we're gonna do that in a moment. And by the way, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's your first time on radio?
Mm-mm.
Because you've done this.
Yeah.
14 years old.
I'm turning 15 in June, yeah.
You're 14 years old. Yes. Okay, I've done it. I'm a pro, baby. I'm a pro. So I want to tell you about, have you heard of someone called Christina Bianco?
No.
Okay. So Christina Bianco is one of the best... is one of the most talented artists I've actually ever seen and heard in my life. Not only does she have a magnificent voice, but she has the art of impersonations.
Oh.
Okay. So she does insane things.
Wow.
Now, she's from New York City. She's performed on Broadway. She's been on Queen Latifah show, Ellen show, across the board. She's been on everything. She comes to South Africa to do a very, very, very special show. Craig Obani, unfortunately, stuck in traffic, couldn't be in studio right now, is performing, is going to be part of the show.
Wow.
But before we go to Christina, what I want to do is I want to just play what she does. And this is what an impersonator, an impressionist does. Take a listen to this. This is crazy. We played it last week. But and we'll talk to her in a moment from Paris, but listen to this.
Here? Well, I'm happy that you are here.
It's Ellen DeGeneres.
So I have some names here of some different singers, and you're going to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart, right?
Yeah.
And I am going to just name different people, and you're going to shift into those voices while you sing.
Yeah.
All right. Do I tell you who you're starting with first? I'm going to start you off with Britney Spears.
Britney Spears, okay. And then after that, I'll look at you and point to you, and you give me the next one.
And I'll give you the next one you tell me.
Okay, all Britney, right. Here we go.
Okay.
This is incredible. Listen to this.
I've been doubting that I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Shakira.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Bonnie. Gwen Stefani.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous, the best of all the years have gone by.
Cher.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eyes.
Barbara Streisand.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Liza Minnelli.
I need you now tonight.
Yes.
And I need you more.
That is insane. That is insane. And she's coming to South Africa to do
incredible.
A show with David Bloch, a phenomenal South African producer. And I'm so proud to speak with her in Paris. At the moment, she's got a lead role in Funny Girl. She plays that lead role in Funny Girl in Paris. And we have her on the line all the way, Christina Bianco. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's so good.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. Thank you.
It is so good to talk to you, and it's so good to have you back on the show. And I'm so happy that you're coming to Johannesburg.
Oh, thank you.
The last time we chatted was when a couple of years ago, when you performed at Gate 69 in Cape Town. You came and did a run there. So many things have changed in that period of time. At the moment, let us just set this up. You have got rave reviews. And those Frenchmen and women are very difficult people. Trust me on this one. Okay. So trust me. You know, they are.
I won't comment on that. But
but rave reviews. For you're in Paris and you're playing Funny Girl, and I mean, firstly, what is it like doing this role, and in particular in Paris?
I've been telling everybody the entire time, I feel like I won the lottery. I mean, to get to play a role that is so iconic, that so few people get to play, because really nobody wants to, you know, follow Barbara Streisand and step into her shoes. To get to play the part, it's so dynamic, it's so funny, and you get to sing your face off, your dramatic scenes, also do some big broad comedy, so it's very fulfilling. You also get to, you know, age. It goes through about 10 years of Fanny Bryce's life, so it's the most fulfilling role for an actor. To sing this beautiful score by Julie Stein and those great songs like People and the Rain of My Parade, that alone is enough. But then to do it with this incredible production team, all top people from the West End, and to do it in Paris, it absolutely makes very little sense.
I know.
I'm so grateful the show has been received the way it's been received, and my performance has been received so well. It's just icing on the cake, because you're never in it. Like, if we all did this for the praise and the reviews, none of us would do it. We do it because we love it. But so now that it's coming to an end, this is tonight we go into our final week here in Paris. So it's bittersweet to say goodbye to the show, but I have something very fun to look forward to, like coming to perform for you all in Johannesburg.
Well, that is going to be great, because, of course, so the audience is that we've got two shows. It's happening on one day, mm-hmm. which is going to be – it's quite rough to do two shows in one day. But, I mean
– It is. But I wasn't going to let everybody down. It was the best way to do it, so I'm going to make it happen and just rest my voice and in between, which for me is quite difficult. If you can imagine me not talking for 5 seconds, it's quite difficult. But I will do it for all of you.
It's this Easter Saturday, and I've got to tell you, it's the 11th of April, and it's a 3 p.m. show and an 8 p.m. show, and it's called Me, Myself, and Everyone Else. And a solo show, highly full of entertainment, great songs, music, comedy, impressions of obviously popular culture personalities, as we've just played. And of course, great iconic vocals like Celine Dion and Barbara Streisand will come out of that mouth of yours.
Yeah. I just always have loved, they call them the great divas. And of course, they're very, you know, back in the day, the classic divas were so respected, like the Judy Garlands and Marilyn Monroe, Edith Piaf, and moving into Barbara Streisand. And more contemporary artists today, the ones that I sort of feel are in the diva category, even the young artists that have really made their mark. Already someone like an Ariana Grande. I mean, people just know the sound of her voice instantly. And so I try to include certain performers and certain celebrities for an audience of all ages. So I do think it's something that, you know, a whole family can come see. The kids will know the more contemporary artists, the parents know the ones in the middle, and the grandparents will know the other ones.
All of it. Where did this... So I'm going to ask you to do something. I know it's early in the morning, but I'll send you a beautiful gift, a beautiful present, because everyone gets a present for doing something weird on the show, which I'm going to make you do.
Okay.
So you're performing in Paris. We're speaking to you now live from Paris. And of course, this show goes around the world. And so if you are in France or in London in particular, and you can get to France this week, go and see Funny Girl, because it's just, I believe, unbelievable. So catch the show before it ends, before the run ends. But I'd love you to... What is your favorite song from Funny Girl?
Oh, my goodness. I certainly have a soft spot for... this beautiful ballad called The Music That Makes Me Dance. It's at the end of the show, and not many people know it, so I love that one. But the little cliche, I'm going to have to say, the big one is still Don't Rain on My Parade for me.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you to do something weird. Would you possibly do it in your Barbara Streisand impression, just a quick piece of it for us right now?
Sure. Oh.
You're really going to do this right now? I love it. On the phone.
I can. I'm suddenly realizing I should have said people, but that's all right.
Well, you can do people. You can do whatever you want. Do you want to do people?
Maybe, well, that, I probably do a better Barbara Streisand on People. Okay, let me try that for you.
Do people.
Barbara Streisand. Early in the morning in Paris, here we go. I started too high. I'm gonna go lower.
Okay.
Let children, needing all our children, and the letting of all my pride, hide all the need inside. I think more. Let children, and children.
That is brilliant. You're superb. You're superb. I was a little adventurous
starting up the high, but.
I'm so happy that you've become a friend of South Africa. Through someone like the great producer David Bloch, and of course you met some great people when you were in Cape Town. We cannot wait to see you bring, produce, and do more work here. And of course, this is an untapped market very often, and people love to be entertained. And you know, the quality of our shows are world class. There's not even a second guess to that one.
Yeah.
So it's just
that's what impressed me so much when I've been there in the past. That just this amazing community of performers and artists, and I thought, gosh, I just want to do I want to know more about it, and I want to be a part of it. So I'm so grateful to be coming, very grateful to Monte Cassino and to David Bloch for making it happen.
And we hope to see a lot more of you. Craig Obani is my co-presenter on the show. Johannesburg, yes. Sometimes got some crazy traffic, so he's stuck in traffic and he can't get into the studio. It happens. Okay. It does happen. I mean, look at Paris, look at New York. Hey, it's the way it goes.
It's all the same, yeah.
All the same stuff. But so he's going to be great, and he's really excited to be performing with you. I've read some of the what the show would look like. What are you hoping that to give the audience?
Hope to give the audience. Well, it sounds a little cheesy, but I always say my show is sort of like a musical comedy grab bag of fun, you know? I think the bottom line is that, like you said, there's great songs everybody will know, impressions, singing and speaking impressions of past and pop culture celebrities. But the thing is, I believe imitation is a sincerest form of flattery. Mm-hmm. So everything is done with love. There's a lot of heart along with the laughter. So it's all celebrating these icons that have just left their mark on us. So it's celebratory. You know, it's I don't poke fun at them with the impressions. It's really all done with love.
Not at all. And also, the most important thing is that you transform into them. It's quite amazing to watch you. I'm sure that you don't know how that happens.
Thank you.
But it's really super.
Well, I've got a lot of personality and a big voice. Maybe it's because I'm, you know, Italian, my heritage, I always say. But we're very loud and animated people, so I get to switch voices and styles of music very quickly, and I really do love it. Like, it's difficult, but, you know, that's what we all do. Practice makes perfect with any job, and although I never think of what I'm doing as perfect, there's always room for improvement. I'm bringing my absolute best stuff to South Africa here, and I've got such beautiful music and great arrangements, and the wonderful Brian Schimmel, who's just so lovely to work on and off stage.
Brian's
going to make it all sound
Brian is
so
great. Special. Yes, absolutely. Brian Schimmel is going to be your musical director here. Just superb.
Yeah,
stuff.
So it really takes it up a notch. It really takes it up a notch. You know, I'm used to performing, you know, in a show like Funny Girl with a big orchestra, but also, you know, in small little intimate, cabaret clubs with piano, and it's always nice to sort of try something a little bit different. And so for here in South Africa, we have a few special little things up our sleeve that we're putting together just specifically for this Johannesburg audience.
And
everybody comes to that show.
I heard there'll be a touch of South Africanism somewhere. That's all I've heard, but
there
I'm not going
to
say.
Of course. I always like to include a piece of music that is specific to the area that I'm performing. And so there may or may not be a diva mashup of a popular South African hit.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know the people involved. They've just told me things. So I know nothing. I know nothing about nothing.
They told me just enough of the secrets. Just enough.
Just
to
enough to come and be surprised. Christina Bianco, I want to ask you, when did you realize you could jump to all these voices, that your ear and your tone could work this out?
It's something that I did very naturally as a child. My mother always says that she would listen in when I was watching a movie or like a movie musical like The Wizard of Oz or The Sound of Music, and she would hear me singing along, sort of taking on the tone and the style of, say, Judy Garland or Julie Andrews. But I wasn't aware I was doing it. I didn't run into the other room like, hey, Ma, here's my Judy Garland impression. You know, it was something that sort of did naturally. And, of course, it wasn't until I got older that I even realized, one, that not everybody could do it, but two, that it could be something people enjoyed. So it was really, I remember I was at a party in high school, and a Celine Dion song came on the radio. I believe it was "And That's the Way It Is." You know that one?
Mm-hmm,
and I believe I was singing it, and everybody sort of stopped and looked at me, and they were like, "What? You sound like Celine Dion!" And all of a sudden, everybody's eyes were on me, and everybody got silent. And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess this is a little thing." But I didn't take ownership of the impressions until I auditioned for this long running show in New York called Forbidden Broadway. The show absolutely changed my life. It's a show that spoofs and parodies all of the Broadway shows and their stars. And it's a cast of two men and two women, and essentially they play every role on Broadway in one show. Some of these performers were incredible impressionists. So for years I would get their cast albums and sort of sing along impersonating the impersonators. So when I finally saw an audition notice for it, I thought, you know, I'm old enough. I think I might be right for it. It certainly wouldn't be embarrassing if I auditioned for the show. I never thought that I may get cast and I'll immediately be performing in New York City and reviewed. So I should say it was gratefully well-reviewed in the New York Times. And all of a sudden, I was this person that was getting called to come do impressions places. And I thought, gosh, I really need to do something with this. And I need to do something that's accessible for a wide audience, not just people who know Broadway material. And that, about 2009 or so, is when I started thinking about putting together, you know, songs and concerts that involved impressions. So it's been an incredible ride. And again, who would have ever imagined, certainly not me, that I'd post some videos on YouTube and they would go viral and take me all over the world. it's still surprising to me that I'm known for doing impressions. It's like,
I know, because we're going to touch on this in a second, but in front of me, I've got that New York Times article, and it says the following. It claims Bianca is simply a tour de force, along with the example the Time Out, a top publication again in New York City, says a comic firecracker with a pyrotechnic voice drives the audience absolutely wild. These are just some of the quotes. So, and you're coming in, this is some of the stuff that we're just going to experience here in South Africa. But it is important to say that you have your own shtick, you have your own act, you have your own voice, and you have your own music. So while you're going to see some of the fun comedy and the parody and all the fun stuff that you do, and impersonations, you're also going to show us Christina Bianco.
Yes, I always find, well, first of all, of course, I've been me longer than I've ever been, you know, been
in Barbara Streisand.
Yeah.
I've been me so, before you. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. So it feels good, of course, to share myself and my own voice with the audience, and I do love that. But I have to say, it creatively, I think it really balances everything out, because I think the audience really can better appreciate the way I'm changing my voice to do the impressions if they actually know what my own voice sounds like. And I always think even the most fabulous of performers and impressionists, if you do the same thing over and over again, they can actually get a little bit, I guess you expect it. So I like to throw in a creative, you know, well-paced way, stuff in my own voice, and bits I share a little bit about myself with the audience and you know, why I choose some of these songs, why I choose to impersonate and celebrate a lot of these great iconic divas. So that way the audience feels that they leave feeling like they know me. I wasn't just pretending to be somebody else the whole night. And that's what makes a show personable, and that's what keeps it fresh and exciting. So, yes, I will also get to sing in my own voice, which I love. It's lovely.
Which is, again, you and the magic of you. Christina, I've just been dying to ask this question, and have you ever performed in front of any of the people that you impersonate? Has it ever happened?
I have. Well, of course, online, it's amazing because you just, for example, I did a I made a tweet, I posted a tweet where I was impersonating the American comedian Kathy Griffin.
Yes.
Kathy Griffin has a really, like, abrasive voice like this. She's always really excited, you know, Kathy Griffin. Yeah. And, you never think that when you tag somebody in a tweet that they're going to respond. But she responded immediately and retweeted it and said that my impression was, like, fabulous, brilliant. I couldn't believe it. So it's amazing. I'm sure there are lots of people that have seen my videos out there. But my favorite story is I was performing in New York City at an event with Kristen Chenoweth. Kristen Chenoweth, many people may know as being the original Glinda in Wicked. Yes. She performs all over the world, and she has a very high speaking voice, like she's on helium. Yep. Very specific. And glorious, glorious soaring coloratura soprano. And so she's a favorite of mine to include because her voice is so specific and so memorable and so different from everybody else's. Mm. So they said, we'd like you to perform. We'd like you to do one of your songs. So absolutely. And I said, how do you feel about my including Kristen Chenoweth in this? And I shall be there. And I said, you know what? Maybe it'd be best to not include her because you never know how it's going to go. Now, I had heard that she was quite happy, quite a fan of what I've done in the past, but I certainly didn't want to go against the producer's wishes. So I did not include Kristen in my set. And afterwards, she came up to me. She grabbed me by the arm and she said, hey, you didn't do me. Why didn't you do me? Next time you do me, you show all of these people what we've got.
And then I've asked you to do me.
Yeah. Oh, no, since then she's retweeted and reposted a lot of my stuff. She's the absolute sweetest woman you'll ever meet.
Well, I've got to tell you, he's managed to get into studio after being stuck in traffic. But in studio, he's just taken a seat. David Bloch, we've got Christina Bianca on the line.
I've been listening all the way in the car. Hello, everybody. Hello, Daniel.
Are you tired?
How's it, guys? I'm a little out of breath.
It traffic took me, has been bad.
It took me, I think, half an hour to get just out of my suburb, okay. Out of my area. Mm. But on the highway, on the motorway, 10 minutes.
Okay.
But I was listening to the entire interview, and I must say, Christina, even though you pitched that song too high, you still sounded amazing on radio. So well done, babe.
Oh, good.
David's about to actually faint. He ran. But you know, he's
faint.
I was like, Christina, keep on talking. Alan, keep on asking her questions, because I'm like,
oh, no,
I'm so
I didn't know you're on your way.
There.
I didn't know you're on your way.
I sent you a message saying I didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, okay. I'm not looking at the phone.
And then the closer I was getting to studio, I was like, okay, Christina, keep on talking. Alan, keep on talking.
Goodness. Well, I'll certainly leave so very early for all my shows.
Well, I want to tell you one thing is we want to thank you, David. Awesome that you are in studio together. And as I
thank
said
you.
In the interview, it's awesome that she created the South African connection, so now she becomes a part of us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we can't wait to have you here, Christina. And by the way, the show goes all over the world. If you are in Paris, if you're in London, and if you have the ability to go off to see the show Funny Girl, please don't miss it. It ends this week.
We do, yeah. It's been an incredible ride. I'm definitely not ready to say goodbye to this incredible role, this incredible show, and the cast is just all so wonderful. But like I said, it certainly helps all of us artists. We always know that what we're doing has to end, and you hope to look forward to the next one. And I certainly can't think of a better way than to go to a place as beautiful as South Africa and have a very different but equally as fulfilling experience. So I'll be very, very grateful and excited to be there.
And of course, the show happens, David, on the Saturday, the 11th of April.
Saturday.
And there's mm-hmm. two shows, one at 3 o'clock, one at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
And it's just going to be mind-blowing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I was talking to Brian Schimmel the other day, funnily enough, and we were busy in conceptual designs for the set. And of course, we're looking at, you know me, nothing too small.
And nothing is not perfect.
No.
It's and blowing.
Diamond and cross.
Diamond encrusted
okay.
gold banners.
Don't get too ahead of yourself about the diamond encrusted, but okay. We're looking at these big CB letters, you know. So Brian Schimmel says
beautiful.
Well, here's this, and I somehow think we have to include it in the show. Craig Barney says, doesn't David know how to spell my name? It's not Craig Barney. It's Craig Barney.
You can always just say C-U-B in the cup.
See, there you go, cub.
lots you can do.
Oh. Baby cubs.
But it's going to be fun to have Craig and Christina. Thank you for speaking with us all the way from Paris. And we're going to leave you, but we can't wait for you to come to South Africa, and we can't wait to see you.
That's my absolute pleasure. I hope to see you and everybody else there.
That's what we're going to be doing. And that's the one and only Christina Bianco. And do not miss her show.
Definitely not. This is going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because I think the buzz after Funny Girl is so big that I think the next time we even want to consider bringing Christina, she's going to come with an entourage and management and attorneys and publicists.
And all those publicists and all those things.
It won't be a quick phone call to be like, hey, what are you doing over Easter, you know?
I always love when people come into studio and thank you for rushing. I know you rushed in.
Actually, as I said to you yesterday, I just wanted to say hi to Daniel Barron because I actually owe him a message from last
I know, he
year.
Did say
Mabel Tov, I'm becoming a dad, by the way. Okay.
So he wanted to say something to you.
What?
That's why he wanted to come into studio.
Because you messaged me last year, and I never had the chance to even respond to say thank you so much for the message, and I wanted to touch base with you.
I'm a massive fan of your work.
Thank you. And likewise. So
it's great to meet you.
So you see, he actually did say that to me, seriously.
I did. Really? I said it to him yesterday. So one of the big reasons actually is to come and chat to you. I mean, as much as I want to do, of course, chat to Christina, and I do that every day, and I talk, it is actually to come and say hi to you.
Thank you. Wow.
And to say he's sorry he didn't reply to your message.
Exactly.
No, Craig O'Barney's stuck in traffic.
So yeah, he messaged me as well because I messaged both of you. I said,
Craig,
this is ridiculous.
Just go back, Craig. Just go back home. It's bad traffic. But, David, let's talk about something.
Yes.
Young talent.
Yes.
You have cultivated through years. The years you have.
It's a weird one. This is like 21 years of producing and directing in the corporate space, which is ludicrous for me because it was never what I thought my trajectory was going to be. And when I heard on radio that you've got 14 going on 15, I was like, okay, hang on a second. It's always great, to be introduced to new artists, new up and coming talent, because we're always looking. I don't think it's about always looking for the next best thing, because I think that's also unfair, and I think it's a hell of a thing to have to live up to. But to look out for people that are new and bursting into the market and have a passion and have a drive and have a work ethic,
absolutely,
and a discipline and a real passion for what it is that they do. Because let's face it, we don't go into this industry because we think we're going to make tons of money.
No, well, not
you. Well, you've got to really love what you do.
That's it. And Janique is not only a great singer, but she is
Hi,
Hi.
How you doing?
She's a phenomenal, phenomenal songwriter, and I wanted to just see if we could get a snippet of this.
Is Janique
going to
sing
that? She wrote. No, we'll play it off. I produced this song, and it's called Forevermore, and she.
A bit softer than Cannibal.
Yeah,
I know.
Hey, softer than Cannibal.
It is. That's why I wanted a bit of a contrast.
How do you spell your name? Speaking of contrast, because I mean, none of us are called. With all due respect, Daniel, David, Alan, we're good old-fashioned names here. Where did that name come from?
My mom.
Her mother's outside. You should ask her. Yeah.
Oh, great. We'll ask mom. Hi, mom.
Made it up.
It's got quite a French sort of flair to it. Huh? Mm.
So, do you want to know how to spell it? Or?
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Where did it come from?
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom just made it up. Just made up a name.
Janique. Lovely.
I know. It's French.
Sac Joachim.
Janique. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Janique.
100%. I like. We'll be saying it the whole morning. We'll be saying it the whole morning.
Janique. I am Janique.
Okay, hang on. How do we spell it?
Janique.
So she's Jean and she's unique. So it's
and it's a standalone name.
Unique, so. New York, unique. Can you say that a few times?
Leave me alone, David.
There you go.
So let's take a listen to the song. I'm going to get this up and running.
It's called Forevermore.
Forevermore.
That's
the wrong song.
That's the end of Cannibal.
Just to remind us once again of kind of what we're going from and what we're going into.
We go from the Cannibal into. Okay, where are we pushing?
There we go.
Okay, now we're talking.
See, I love the joys of live radio.
That's the way it goes. Should I push play there?
Yeah, press it there.
Marvelous.
And don't forget, just on that note, that Cannibal was just released by Daniel Barron. Now we move from Cannibal to Janique. And the song is
produced
called
by
Forevermore.
Daniel Barron.
How high can mountains reach? How far? Forever.
Absolutely beautiful, eh? How's that? That's beautiful stuff, eh, David?
Wow. I mean, well, I would never have, listening to this, you would never think it's someone who's only turning 15 years old.
14.
That's it.
14.
I know. Okay, let's semantic. Yeah, 14.
14.
Well, Janine also said she was turning 15.
She's small. I mean, they're young.
Just the tonality of your voice and the maturity of it.
Thank you.
Stage works, I must tell you. I'm not saying you have the talent, but it's great to work with people that can actually cultivate their talent. And I know you work with them.
Yes, I
with
do.
With Jenna and Matt and...
Gemma.
And
Brian.
Oh, Brian's in it.
Yeah, Brian's also involved, yeah.
Born to Perform, always brilliant stuff. So, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You know, Mother's Day is... You love your mother.
I love my mother. She's great.
She's great. She's the best.
Thank God, because she's listening.
Because she drops you, because you don't drive, fetches you, looks after you, helps you with everything, right, eh? You love her.
She's basically my manager.
She is. Do you want to give her a beautiful massage?
Why not? Do you want a massage? Yes.
Well, you're not going to be personally giving it to her, you know, yourself.
So it's... Oh, no, you don't have to use your own hand.
Use some acrobatic skills.
It's March Madness at Skin Sense Day Spa in Rivonia, Johannesburg. And this month's special include a free manicure when you book a back, neck and shoulder massage. And the March Madness voucher, where you only pay 800 Rand, will get you an extra value of another 400. Which is really cool. So go to cliffcentral.com for all the terms, information, the conditions, and all the specials that you can find out. Also, you can go to skinsense.co.za. That's skinsense.co.za, where you can book treatments and shop online. Now, I've got this Skin Sense voucher for you.
Okay.
And what you're going to do for this voucher is you're going to sing something. Everybody sings this to you.
Okay.
Okay, so have you got something in mind? Who are you going to sing?
Alanis Morissette.
Oh, I love her. I love her. What are you going to sing?
Thank you.
And that is one of my favorite songs of all time. Yes. It exists in my top 10 of all
amazing.
Time. Time After Time is also up there.
Amazing.
Ah, yeah.
Good.
This is a great song.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
The one and only in studio, Jeannique.
Thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you, disillusionment. Thank you, frail. I messed up the pitch there, but you know.
No, do it again. Start it again. Doesn't matter. If
you can
this is your first time on radio.
Wow. Go again. That's one.
Can I just go for it?
Thank you, frailty. Go.
Thank you, frailty. Thank you. Thank you, silence.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So firstly, take your mom for a wonderful spa treatment.
Yes, I will.
Please do. But do you want to go with her?
I mean, I don't really go to spas.
Why?
I'm more of a tomboy, you know.
Okay, cool. Then you're not getting this one. So that's fine. Daniel, give it to your wife.
Oh, thank you.
That's courtesy of Skin Sense Day Spa here in Rivonia, Johannesburg. Let them enjoy it. And I think it's wonderful that you are starting this young, and that I can't wait and see the things that come out of you, especially vocally. Pyramid was your first song.
No, my first song actually came out when I wrote my first song, Stand a Chance, when I was 11.
Oh. Was that published?
Yes, it is. It's my first song that
As
came
one
out.
Does. As when one does. One turns, what were you doing when you turned 11? Alan, were you writing songs?
No, I was in the choir. Actually, I was in the Darkies.
Really?
Yeah, actually.
Wow. So, there you go.
That's what but I think I was just—I don't know—I was like, I had issues.
What I'm amazed about is you mentioned Jeannique that you're very influenced by Alanis Morissette.
I love her music so
which
much.
Which is amazing.
Jack
because
and Little Pullers.
Now the funny thing is, I feel like Alanis Morissette hasn't even done anything in the last 14 years. So when did you listen to? Or when did you even find?
How did you find her?
Yeah.
So
because I would have thought Billie Eilish, as Daniel alluded to earlier,
I love Billie.
Which is amazing because she's so like the it girl at the moment. But Alanis Morissette hasn't released anything. Certainly commercially
for a while.
So like, when did you hear her stuff?
So at Stageworks, in a lesson, we were introduced to her musical Jagged Little Pill.
Ah, good.
And so I was asked to audition with Thank You, And I went away and I read her whole musical and I listened to every single song. And
it's amazing.
Because I want to tell you something that I miss at the moment. I miss one thing. I miss the fact that the CD leaflet used to have the words of the songs in there. We don't have
it. Now you can go into letsingit.com and hope for the best.
Yeah, I know.
Or you can just go on iTunes.
That too.
Maybe I just missed the CD cover.
Sorry. Go on to iTunes. I'm like, well, I'll just go on to the internet. We're one up on me.
Yeah, we're in our 40s. You know, we're not yet.
Middle age.
Yeah.
Middle age. That's exactly what it is. Congratulations, rock and roll. Where can we get your music?
Literally anywhere. Spotify, Deezer, SoundCloud.
Wow. TikTok.
TikTok, why not?
All good music platforms.
That's it. We're heading back to my home studio just now to actually work on a new song.
Okay, that's brilliant stuff. And Daniel Barron, where can we find your song?
My song's same, all good music platforms. And then you can follow me on Instagram at Daniel Barron SA and Janique. YouTube channel. What's your
speak loud.
What's your handle on Instagram?
My handle for everything is literally just Janique Free. It's the easiest because I have such a weird name.
Okay. So, but if you, but it's under Janique. So it's J E A N I
Q U E. Janique.
Genie Q.
Next week, speak to Genie D. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
Daniel
you,
Barron, one of my human jukeboxes. We didn't get you with the piano today, but we're going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
David Bloch, don't miss Christina Bianco.
I won't, and hopefully you won't either. Yeah. And your listeners.
Of course. It's good to have you all in the studio. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks,
Craig O'Barney is back with us next week via Donkey.
And
don't forget all the entertainment on Spotlight here on cliffcentral.com. Don't miss the show. It's good to be with you and look after each other.
Rhythm is a dancer, it's a soul's companion.
Cliffcentral.com.